The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm glad to be here this morning.
I have Sarah DeBruin in the studio with me. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you?
Great to see you. It's great to see the sun, too.
It is great. First day of fall.
I know.
And we have Tony Bush with us this morning. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony.
How have you been, Tony?
Been real fine. Summer's gone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think we survived the mosquitoes.
I hope
so. Cold weather last night.
I hope they blew away.
Yes, exactly.
Now we can get Indian summer for about 3 weeks or so. It'd be perfect, right?
That would be fine, yes.
So, well, good. Yep. Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So this show we're going to do today is going to be kind of called Sleeping Better at Night. Hopefully not sleeping better during the radio show, but sleeping better at night.
At night. Yeah, not during the show. Not
right.
at all. No.
Right.
We'll keep it interesting so you won't want to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to talk a little bit this morning about some of the things that you've picked up in your career and you've seen and worked right. with, and some of the things that you have found important to the success of business people and
yes.
things they should be looking out for.
Yep. Well, I basically left the lending industry in 2003 after 30 years in it. Had a great career, enjoyed a lot of relationships with business owners, small and large, people who were successful and people who did not succeed in business. And in 2003, I started my own company, Priora Cash Flow Management. Priora is a Latin word that means priority. Cash flow is a priority for any business. And I built a system along the way about 2004 or 5 called Priora Business. It's an Excel-based spreadsheet system that helps a business owner budget and manage cash flow. And the other thing it does is it helps them to determine their break even. So how many widgets do I have to sell at what price to make what profit? The vision of my company, Priora, is applying financial literacy. Oftentimes, business owners think they have a pretty good idea of what their cash flow is all about. They're very literate in cash flow issues, debt issues. But when they start the business, they sometimes find out, I don't know as much as I need to know. So at Priora, my vision is to help them apply the literacy they have, but at the same time ramp up that literacy to be more successful so they do sleep better at night.
Talking about literacy, as we go through, there could be terms like cash flow and
right.
amortization and things
right.
that we'd like you to define, I think, as we talk about
sure.
it as it applies to
sure.
any size business.
Sure. Well, let's start with cash flow, Sarah. That's a good point. I always tell people that cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
Right.
I say that to a group of CPAs, for example, and they look at me like, are you crazy? That doesn't make any sense. But I ask everybody who questions what I'm saying, I say, just look at the end of the fiscal year, 12/31. Your company made $50,000 profit, and you have $7,000 in your checking account. Where did the $43,000 go? That's cash flow. A lender will tell any business owner that cash flow is what repays the loan. It's not just profit. So business owners really need to understand how their daily business decisions, large and small throughout the year, how do those decisions create or generate the cash flow for their business? When they get to the point where they're beginning to understand, well, this is going to be a big impact on cash flow. This can be a little impact on cash flow. They're really getting closer to understanding how their business can be successful. They don't need to know it's going to be $452.73 or $5,950. Just have an appreciation for what is the potential impact of this decision on the cash flow of my company.
In your experience working over all these years mm-hmm. with people, is there a time frame for a non-financial person when the light kind of goes on that you can tell all of a sudden they've got it, you know, that they're starting to understand this cash flow?
There is, and in order to accurately give a timeline, the business owner needs to be very honest with him or herself. They can't rationalize things away and cheat and, oh, it's going to be okay, or make excuses. If they have the attitude that they want to really do the right thing as soon as practicable, that timeline is probably less than a year. They have to learn from their mistakes, get some experience from their mistakes, and commit to themselves they're not going to make the same mistake again. They have to be dedicated to setting up a process for quality in their company and a process to really understand every month how their cash is flowing through the company, and they do that by building a budget.
And so, also a business plan. I mean, you just totally back it up, and what's your business plan? How right. do you foresee your business right. growing? Then you plan your budget around that, and
right.
your software is great because it can do different scenarios and,
yes.
and projections on how well or how
yes.
you know conservatively you can budget your next year or next month business.
Right. The projections and business plan, projections are part of a good business plan. The projections and business plan need to be supported with good assumptions. So why is my salary expense going up and down for the next 12 months? Why is my marketing expense going up every month? Why are my sales going up and down every month? Business owners need to sit down and thoughtfully articulate why those numbers are changing. Write that down. In prior business, there's a place called assumptions for every revenue item and every expense item. Writing down why those numbers are changing every month, the lights start going on. And then each month, the system allows the business owner to take data from their accounting system and put it into prior business and compare on a monthly and year-to-date basis every month on 1 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper how that company is performing, why it is or is not performing.
So a business owner can hire this out. They can hire an internal person to do this work for them, or they can hire an outside person like a CPA. But to be really successful with this, they have to do this work themselves, right?
Exactly right. It has to start by believing and understanding what you're doing in your company. And here's the connection for you, Pat. That's a great point. A lot of people fall into that trap. They hire it out. When I was a lender, a business owner would come in and they'd want to get a new loan at the end of the year to bring the financial statements. And I'd ask them, why is your leverage ratio going up? Well, it's good, isn't it? Leverage ratio is supposed to go up. No, that one should go down. Debt service coverage should go up. And they don't understand that. That's very basic. Well, call my accountant. He can explain why leverage went up. Okay, but who's creating the number? It's the business owner. So while the CPA might be helpful in explaining to the lender why things are happening, we really need to start with the business owner, who's the genesis for making the decision in the first place. When they get this information, this understanding of how important it is to really understand the consequences of your decisions, then we have a business that can very potentially succeed. And honestly, I don't know of a successful company, large or small, that does not do this. Successful companies budget and manage cash flow as part of a business plan, and they measure it every month, and they know what the metrics are, how to measure it for every expense item and every revenue item. It's not all the detailed work that it may sound like as I speak about it, because once you go through the budget for January, by the time you get to December, you've done it 12 times. You're getting pretty familiar with your own numbers. And the accounting system and the CPA can, you can work with the CPA to manage the accounting system. But the prior business system is what helps the business owner manage the accounting system, because they understand what's going on with the numbers from their decisions.
And we've all worked with people who try not to do that.
Yes.
You know, they're really, really good at what they do, and that's
yes.
where they want to concentrate. But if you're going to be a successful business owner, you have to understand the nuts and bolts of what makes your business run, whether you want to or not.
Sure. Exactly.
Tony, just explain for everybody what elements really need to be in a budget and what costs you need to look at as far as building that budget so you can get to the point where you understand your cash flow.
That's a great question, Sarah. And when people begin a budget, they always want to start with their revenues. And I suggest don't start with the revenues.
Okay.
Start with your expenditures. Well, why, Tony? Why would I start with the expenditures? People are wired to be more conservative when we're spending money, and we're wired to be more exuberant and optimistic when we're bringing money in. And you're going to go between expenditures and revenues a million times before your budget's done anyway.
Right.
But just get off on the correct foot. When I was in the Navy, they taught us how to march. Imagine sailors marching. But you lead with your left foot. You don't lead with the right foot. Everybody leads with the left foot. That's why they look so sharp when they're marching. When you're building a budget, lead with the expenditures and then go to the revenues, and you're going to go back and forth all the time. Another component is, in the expenditure side, there are two kinds of expenditures, fixed and variable.
Right.
A fixed expense is one that occurs every month, whether you sell something or not. It's not always the same dollar amount, like a utility bill, heating or air conditioning, but if the cost is the same, it's going to be there whether you sell something or not. A variable expense is one like cost of goods sold, the material that you're using to build tables with, or inventory you sell, or labor to produce that or manage it. Those depend on how much you're selling. The more you sell, the more inventory you have to buy. So fixed and variable costs, that's a big one. And then look at your sales numbers, your revenues, and be conservative. If you think you're going to do $1 million in sales, what's it going to look like if you did $900,000?
Sure.
So
yeah,
or half. Or even more.
Correct.
What if you do more?
Yeah.
So start with your budget, your expenditures, go to the revenues then, and then when you're looking at your expenditures, determine which ones are fixed and variable. Now, you're going to be going back and forth and back and forth, and you're just going to feel different with every iteration. But don't give up.
Yeah, a fixed expense
right
maybe is something like rent that always occurs
yes.
every month.
And
a loan
payment.
Yep. Variables are what? Can you describe that?
Sure. If you have inventory in your store and you're selling at $500,000 a year, you're selling so much, you're spending so much on inventory. If you're going to sell $1 million a year, you're going to spend twice as much on inventory.
Okay.
So that expense varies with the level of sales in your company. Those are called variable expenses.
Okay.
Yep. They're very important.
Yeah,
distinction.
And I think it's really important business owners understand that.
Yes, it is.
And they're not flying by the seat of their pants every month saying, oh, wow, we need a lot more inventory. Where's the cash to pay for it?
Prior business breaks that down for the business owner very intuitively, and they're very comfortable with it when they see it. There's over 300 of them out there,
mm-hmm.
so 300 systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking to Tony Bush this morning, and if you'd like to get in the conversation, you can give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Alberts and Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Fox Community Credit Union. We have a line for you. You need to understand. We have a line for you. Yes, you can. Fox Community.
You think that sounded out of date? Have you seen your bathroom lately? Get the money you need to make the updates you want with a home equity loan or line of credit from Fox Communities Credit Union. You can use the money to consolidate debt or make repairs, improvements, and updates to your home. Finding a house in today's market isn't easy, so use a home equity line of credit from Fox to transform your current home into your dream home. It's your money. Use it however you want. Make life happen and keep things up to date.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
Get more information on a home equity loan or line of credit. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 Fox locations.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is Tony Bush, and we're going to get back to Tony in just a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the Fox City Score chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area basically around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many others. In order to register for a no-cost and confidential mentoring session, or to learn more about the Fox City Score chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score chapter can assist you with starting and growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost, confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, the SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no-cost and offers experts who can offer assistance in many different areas of your business. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And then to support our small business people, Fox City Score chapter is always looking for new mentors. Right now, we could use people with experience in agriculture, such as hydroponics, wellness, especially in the assisted living area, government contracts, and construction. If you've got experience in these areas and would like to share your knowledge with others who are looking for help, we'd love to talk to you. Just go back to the foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out the short application, and we'll have somebody get back to you, and we'll work that out. So our phone numbers this morning are 281-1150 and 866-887-1150. Give us a call if you'd like to join in.
Tony, before we get into more of the details on your Priora system, could you tell the audience how you can acquire it, what kind of cost it is compared to other systems that might do budgeting and how you may support that service?
Sure. Be happy to. Thank you. Priora Business, you can learn more about it at my website, Priora, P-R-I-O-R-A, C-F-M, as in cashflowmanagement.com. You can learn about the system there, and if you're interested, you can purchase it right there using PayPal. The cost is $595. It's a one-time purchase. There's no expiration date. That's the license agreement. You get to use it. You will be asked to input the name of your company as you purchase it online. So I ask that you enter the name of your company exactly correct. So Priora Cashflow Management, LLC is what I would put in there to buy system for myself.
Sure.
So enter the name of your company. And the license basically says you can't copy it, go in and break up any of the formulas. You can't let your brother-in-law use it. It's just yours to use for your system, for your business. It's intuitive. It's not very difficult. It comes with instructions. There are directions to it. If you have a question and you want to call me and ask me on the phone, how does this work, how does that work, I'm not going to bill you for that. If you'd like me to work with you to help you build a budget and review your cash flow in your company, your banking relationship, and I've done that for a lot of companies, then we would talk about an engagement. You hire me to come in and work with you, and I will even sit down with your lender with you if you want me to.
Sure.
But I don't say much because I prep my clients to do the talking. They can't say anything in a banker meeting I can't fix.
Right.
Just don't call the guy a naughty name. That won't work. But you can't make a mistake. And I've had many clients who have been very grateful for that service since 2004.
And I can vouch for that because you've helped me quite a bit in my own business.
Yes.
But it's very important because a retail business is very different than setting this software up for a manufacturing type
Correct.
Business.
Yep.
And those business owners really would benefit from your counseling as well as defining and setting, helping set up the program itself as it is suitable to their business.
Right. The other thing I would say about the system, a big benefit to Prior Business, is it's lender friendly. It organizes the data like a lender would be looking at it. It calculates leverage ratio, debt service coverage ratio, current quick ratios, and working capital. The five critically important components to any successful business are calculated in there. The calculations are all explained. All the questions are answered right in the system. Anyone who's used the system has really appreciated how intuitive and logical and easy to use it is.
It is. I've used it, too. And if I can use it, anybody can use it.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks,
But, you know, it is. And I know one of the things I hear people say once in a while is, well, I can just put an Excel spreadsheet together and accomplish that same thing. But, you know, my personal feeling is you're gonna put a lot of work into an Excel spreadsheet that you don't have to for a very economical cost.
And one of the things about that is I respond to people who want to do that, and I say, go ahead, take a swing at it. But a lot of business owners are reaching, they don't know how to articulate what their literacy level is about their own cash flow. This system draws out an improved understanding of their cash flow. If they use their own spreadsheets, they're putting down their level of literacy on that spreadsheet. It's not, that spreadsheet will not push them to learn more. Prior Business will do that.
Yeah, it's very good. So we're going to take another break. I want to remind you we're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy. Yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Sarah DeBruin this morning, and we're talking to Tony Bush. So we're going to get back to Tony in a few minutes, but first I want to talk about a couple things that are going on in the education area with the SCORE chapter. The first thing we've got is registration for our fall QuickBooks classes, which are available on our website at foxcities.score.org. The first class is Wednesday, October 3rd. It begins at 6 p.m. and it goes until 8:30, and it's going to continue for the next three Wednesdays. You can attend one, two, or all four classes, depending on where you might be looking for help. If you want to learn more about QuickBooks, these classes are for you. You'll have your own computer to work on and individual help in areas that you need it. The classes fill up every year. So sign up early. You can get more information on our website at foxcities.score.org. And then the next thing we've got going on is the SCORE chapter is also going to sponsor a Google event at the Bordini Center at Fox Valley Technical College on October 17th. This event will help small businesses strengthen your online presence in preparation for the upcoming holidays, getting retail customers spending more on your website. You can get more information and sign up for this session at our website, foxcities.score.com. And finally, we have a session coming on October 22nd on the impact of the 2019 health care reform for small businesses and individuals. This meeting will be held at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce building at 6 p.m. If you'd like more information on how our healthcare will affect you and your business in 2019, this session is for you. Again, go to our website, and this time I'll say it right, foxcities.score.org, for more information and to sign up. This session will also be repeated in Fond du Lac at the Fond du Lac Library on November 5th. For more details on the Fond du Lac session, we'll get back to you a little bit later, but remember, it's foxcities.score.org. So if you'd like to get in the conversation, our telephone numbers are 281-1150 or 866-887-1150, and let's get back to Tony.
.org.
.org. Hey, Tony, you know, businesses, and I know I am, I'm bombarded every day with new decisions I need to make that cost money in my own business. How does this, I know, I'm asking the question for the benefit of the audience, that this is a very powerful tool in helping make those daily decisions. Right. And could you explain that and how it
sure.
does that?
Absolutely. Every day a business owner makes a lot of decisions, and I like to say we want to keep our tuition as low as possible.
Right.
So we don't want to make a dumb decision. We want to make informed decisions, but even an informed decision might be a little bit wrong or a lot wrong. Without having a good budget system set up that the business owner can refer to on a monthly basis or even more than monthly, and a question comes up, should I buy that skid steer? Should I be purchasing that new piece of equipment? Should I hire this new person? Should I develop a new marketing plan? Do I want to open a new office in another community or even on the other side of town? All these decisions, sometimes we don't even know how many decisions we're making. We're making those decisions and we're spending money, we're not spending money, we're saving money, we'll take on a new relationship with a new customer, we won't do that. Whatever those decisions are, if we're not familiar with our budget, we're going to make maybe a costly decision. And the way we become familiar with our budget is to pay attention to it at least monthly.
Right.
Monthly. So at the end of every month, we take the P&L, the balance sheet, and aging of receivables, if you have receivables, and a list of all the checks you wrote that month, and we put that into the prior business system. And by reinforcing that every month, we become familiar with what our numbers are. And that helps us even subconsciously drive our decisions to be a little bit more conservative and more profitable.
Right, right. I know I'm constantly asked for people who want to do marketing for me, and the big thing now is social media marketing,
yes.
putting a website together.
Yes.
And those are very expensive decisions. You have to know how much your business can really spend in a month or even broadly in a year. It's really impacting.
And one thing business owners don't think about in social media marketing programs is it's going to cost me $1,000 a month or whatever. But what business can I get out of it? What would that bring in? And how do I measure the metrics so I know if it's profitable for
right,
me?
Right, right.
There's two sides to that.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I've made those decisions, and some work out and some don't. And,
right.
And the system's been helpful in telling me I can only afford X per month.
Yep, it is.
Another thing the budget's good for is the ability to say no sometimes.
Yes.
When
right.
You don't have a good excuse to say no, but you can, you can go back to somebody and say, you know what, it's not in my budget right now. Let's talk about maybe next year we'll take a look at this. But you've got the discipline in your mind and your actions to say, I'm going to follow this budget.
Yes. Another point on that, Pat, is when the business owner is talking to her partners, her spouse, her lender, if they have a budget, if they're using prior business, that's the best system out there, by the way.
But
if they're, if they're using a budgeting system, the conversations the business owner has with all those advisors, attorneys, bankers, accountants, even major clients, employees, those conversations become less emotional and they become more factual. But it still has room for the passion the business owner brings to their business. So the key is to reduce, minimize the emotional outbursts, emotional arguments, make them more factual, but fuel that with the passion the business owner brings to the business. And that's really a driver to get the emotion out of the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, how can this help? We've talked about how this helps businesses go to their lender and show what kind of need they have for borrowing money. Can you talk a little bit about how this helps that and how, you know, it helps the business owner also better understand and manage their banking relationship?
Absolutely. If you go visit my website at prioracfm.com, across the front screen you'll see a banner that says manage your banking relationship, don't be managed by it. And that's a registered trademark. A really good intellectual property attorney over at Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin, helped me put that together.
Yeah, that was a good one. We got that pretty well.
Yeah. But that's what drives my company, is business owners most likely are going to borrow money at a lending institution, a credit union, a bank, or a Cabbage or Strategy or one of those online lenders. I hope they don't do that, but they're going to borrow money. So the business owner always should feel like they should be in charge of that banking relationship, not the lender. Debt is the biggest burden on the cash flow of a company, other than a spendthrift business owner.
Yeah.
Debt is the biggest burden. Cash flow handles and manages and repays the debt. So if the two are not in balance, if there's more debt than the company can service, the company's going to be in trouble, either tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. So the business owner has to look ahead and anticipate, project, what sort of debt can they handle. Another motivation for using that system or doing a budget is cash flow is so important. People start a business, they don't think about how they're going to get out of the business. How are they going to cash out of the business? Like a farmer might sell the farm to his children or to a neighboring farmer. They cash out. So how does the business owner cash out? They sell their business. What are people buying when they buy a business? They're buying the cash flow. If they're going to invest $1 million in your company, the buyer is going to say, what's my return on my investment? How long will it take to get that money back?
Yep.
If the business seller can show them cash flow numbers, that's much more valuable than just the profits.
Correct, yeah.
And they'll get a higher price. They're better positioned to sell a company for more money.
And they'll get a better evaluation of the value of their business, obviously.
They certainly will.
Right.
So managing your banking relationship is really important. And part of that is understanding debt structure. Use an SBA guaranteed loan. Always take the longest amortization on a loan you can get. If the banker says you can have 7 years, I'll do it for 5 or 7. Take 7. Don't even hesitate, because business owners can prepay the loan without a penalty. They can do like up to 20% of the loan every year without a penalty. Well, that gives you some flexibility in case you have a rough period of time during a seasonal slowdown. You can fall back on a lower monthly payment to satisfy the 7-year amortization rather than continuing the self-imposed payment for a 5-year amortization.
Right.
So there's a lot of flexibility.
Yep.
The other thing is it's a banker-friendly system. Working capital, that's how much liquidity does the company have. That's basically deducting your current liabilities from your current assets. Current assets, current liabilities are those that will happen within 1 year. So if you have assets like cash and receivables and inventory that turn over more than every year, they should turn over quickly, then we deduct the current liabilities like accounts payables and current maturity of long-term debt and accrued expenses like payroll that's due within the next year. Payroll is always accruing. If you have a pay period every 2 weeks or a month, you're going to have accrued payroll. Deduct the current liabilities from the current assets. That's your working capital. That's how much liquidity that you have to get through the next year. If that's negative, that's a negative sign. It's a bad sign. The current ratio is how much larger are current assets than current liabilities. It should be at least 1 to 1. 1.2 or 1.5 to 1 is stronger.
Correct, yeah.
A leverage ratio is basically the amount of equity the business owner has on the balance sheet. So all of the assets total $1,000. The liabilities total $800. The equity is $200. How do you determine your leverage ratio on the balance sheet? Just go find the total liability number and divide it by the total equity number. It's a fraction.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 1 is your maximum. Your total liability should not be more than 4 times the equity of your company. That's just a starting point. Some lenders will accept higher and some will accept lower, but start with 4 to 1. The lower that ratio, the better. And lastly, your debt service coverage ratio. How is that calculated? You take the net income plus depreciation plus interest expense on the debts you owe, add those three numbers together, and then you divide that number by the total principal and interest due every year in the company. Now, that's not a totally accurate accounting of debt service coverage, but it's a very good preliminary, very good. It's much like EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization.
Mm-hmm.
Lenders understand that language. Business owners who want to borrow from a lender are doing themselves a favor if they can understand that too.
And the power I see in your program is that, you know, everything you just said, a banker will immediately understand.
Absolutely.
But if you're using the program, it enlightens the business owner in understanding everything you just said.
Yes.
One of the questions I do have for you about getting business loans is, what's the difference between interest rates based on 360 days versus 365 a year?
I'm so glad you asked that question, Sarah. Business owners need to understand that there is a difference. If you're going to borrow money on a business loan, you have to find out from the lending institution, do you use a 365-day factor or do you use a 360-day factor? Let me give you an example. If your loan is 6%, the rate is 6% on your loan, you can divide 6% by 360 days, and you're going to get a higher remainder or answer to that division than if you divide it by 365 days. When you take an interest rate and divide it by 360 or 365, what you're calculating is the daily interest rate factor. Then the bank or the credit union will apply that daily interest rate factor by the number of months in that number of days in that month. So if you're dividing the interest rate by 360 days, you're going to get a higher daily interest rate than if you divide it by 365 days. So you take the higher daily interest rate at 360 and multiply that out for 365 days, you're actually paying more in interest than if you were going to have a 365-day interest rate. The only place you're going to see this written anywhere in all your loan documents is on the note. So it's a smart business owner will ask the lender, which one are you using? And it's all negotiable. There's no regulation. You are not protected like you would be on a consumer loan where they have to use 365.
Right.
So the lending institution that's using 360, they're basically gouging an extra 5 days of interest. And the bigger your loan, the bigger the payment difference. And over a 20-year loan on $250,000 at 6%, it's almost $3,000 over the course of 3 years,
sure,
or 20 years. That's a nice little vacation with your spouse.
Right, right. And putting it that way, it really makes sense for a business owner. And when you go to get a loan, you're saying you can ask the lender, I want a 365 basis.
It's all negotiable.
Okay.
So it's also a good example of, oftentimes as consumers, we have a job, we get paid every 2 weeks or whenever that is, and that is our cash flow, that check that we're getting at the end of every 2 weeks or something.
Yes.
But in a business, you're going to have cash flow coming from multiple different directions, and you have to be aware of that, of saying, you know, if I can get an extra $1,000 out of this by a better negotiation, or I can do something differently on that and get another $1,000 out of it, that's how all of this works.
That's right, Pat. Prior Art Business has a debt calculator in it. So if the bank is going to give you, or credit union gives you, 6% rate, you can run a 6%. You run 5.75, 5.5, 5.25, 5. See what the different scenarios are. You can go in and negotiate. And if you were able to negotiate a 0.25% lower rate on your $200,000 loan, you just paid for the system.
Right, right.
A big benefit right
well,
there.
Well, that's the power. Right, yeah, that's the power of the system versus right just making up your own spreadsheet. Yeah. I don't, you know, to do all that, it's all here. I don't think any, you know, business owner can right mimic that in a spreadsheet.
And people negotiate based on rate.
Yes.
But you have to understand what's going into that rate to understand what yep you're negotiating also.
Absolutely. Every dollar, as you point out, Pat, every dollar saved is improved cash available for something else to fund the growth of the company.
Yeah. So we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
I'd like to thank our sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you each weekend. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, a longtime sponsor of BizTalk. If you're looking for business-oriented banking services, please contact Fox Communities Credit Union. I'd also like to thank Alberts and Hayling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts and Hayling offers accounting services geared to support the small, medium-sized business and the individual, including tax preparation and advice. Thank you to Legal Business Edge, LLC, Sarah.
You're welcome.
You offer legal services to business owners. Your team specializes in business law, offering services for forming a business, contract review, and intellectual property law, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to WBD. They are the 504 SBA loan experts, and Tony talked about SBA a little bit earlier, and WBD focuses on those longer-term SBA loans, and we'd like to thank them. We'd also like to thank Tony and Priora Cash Flow Management.
Yep.
Priora believes that every entrepreneur wants to succeed, and Priora offers creative and effective solutions to improve the cash flow of your company. And as Tony said, every successful company budgets and manages their cash flow. So thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
And then we have Kendale Marketing, which supports our website that all of the podcasts for this show are on. That website is biztalkwithscore.com. So thank you to Kendale. And finally, I'd like to thank Business News for promoting our program on a biweekly basis in their newspaper. They serve East Central Wisconsin, and we're happy to have them along, too. So, Tony, I think one of the things as we kind of wrap up here in the show this morning that I've worked with you for quite a long period of time and different places and things, and I think one of the benefits you really bring to the table is the mentoring that you do. So you're not just selling software. You have a software vehicle that can really help a business owner. But I found over the years the mentoring, the education that you do. So when I was working with you at the credit union, it wasn't this is how it's done and here's the report and give it to your regulator, give it, you know, to whoever you have to and it's all going to work out. It was like, I'm going to show you how this thing works and I'm going to make you do the work putting it together and things. The things that we were talking about earlier about how a business owner has to do the work and this stuff. They can't just take the report from somebody.
Well, thank you, Pat. I try hard to get the educational component to the level of understanding for that client. Everybody's at a different level. And that's really a reflection of the vision of my company, applying financial literacy, your literacy. Because every business owner has a different level of understanding of their cash flow business operations. And I work with the business owner through the business owner to encourage them and enable them to have a stronger relationship with their lender. So I have a piece of paper that shows the business owner and the lender as the clients, and between those two figures is a little arrow with two points on it. It says relationship. They have a relationship with each other. Well, that relationship is really my client. I want the business owner to have a stronger relationship with the lender, and I work with lenders so they can have better, more healthy relationships with their borrowers.
And we all three come out of a time, I think, where relationships were very, very valuable, and that's what it was all built around.
That was the norm at the time.
And there are a lot of bankers and a lot of people in the business that are good at this and work hard at this, and sometimes not. But, you know, you as a business owner have to be able to tell which is which and, you know, find a good relationship person and stick with that person because you're going to come out stronger in the long run.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's a good point. You just don't need to depend on one lender. You can use your tools, Tony, and you to help you go to several lenders and get your options.
Right. You can't overdo understanding your own business cash flow and your own business operation. You can't overdo that as a real motivated business owner. The more refined and the more you understand about the cash flow and your operation, the better you're going to grow your company, more successful you'll be.
And we've all experienced people who have got this and worked with it for a long time in their career, and you almost get intuitive about it.
That's right.
They don't have to see a report to know what's working and what's not. They've been doing this for so long that, you know, they know when something isn't up to speed and can do something about it very quickly.
Just like business owners who are bakers or landscapers or machine shop owners, attorneys, dentists, whatever, they've been doing that so long they're intuitive about their business, but they don't always know how to manage that business. That's what Priora can help with.
Okay, Tony, I have three children in college and four next year. How can I sleep better at night just using this tool, not only in my business, but maybe applying it to my own personal life?
Well, macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Yeah. Yep. Ramen noodles.
Yeah. Well, it's a great question, Sarah. The system is designed for a business, but quite honestly, with a little tweaking, you can change the expense categories in the system to customize it. You could put your family expenditures in there. And since you're paying for the system, you can make as many copies as you want for your business and your family. So someone could use the system to manage their cash flow for their family. And I don't know specifically what could change in a family with three children next year, four going to college. But if the family takes a budget system like Priora Business and they use it, it will tell them what they can change.
Sure. I use it in a hybrid sort of way where I can find out the cash flow I have in my business. So that's how much I could use for tuition maybe if I take it am able to take it out as a distribution.
Perfect.
Or a salary.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much, Tony and Sarah. It was great to have both of you on this morning.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
And my biz tip would be if you budget and manage your cash flow, you will sleep better at night.
And absolutely.
That's a good thing.
I'm going to go home and take a nap now.
There you go. So before we check out, I want to remind people that, or tell people, I guess, that next week we're going to be on the air at 9 o'clock in the morning from next week on. So we're really excited about that. Tune in at 9 o'clock next Saturday, and we'll see you then. Enjoy the day.